Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from Daniels, and it's called, Can You Trust the Calorie Counts on Food Labels? So let's take a look at today's sentence. But this measures the availability of energy in food, not the digestibility. A calorie is a unit of energy. It's technically the amount of energy needed to heat up a kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. But this measures the availability of energy in food, not the digestibility. A calorie is a unit of energy. It's technically the amount of energy needed to heat up a kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 measure，measure 呢指的是测量或者计划的意思，它当动词是 measure，重音在 m e a 的地方发 met 的音 s e r e 只是一个 r 的感觉 measure。 那不知道大家有没有听过一首歌，就是 Seasons of Love。 那它就是最开头有一个 525,600 minutes。 How do you measure a year？ 就是你要怎么测量一整年的时间呢？那其实就是525,600分钟这样子。那再我们来看是 digestibility。 digestibility 呢指的是可消化性。那它的重音在 ability 的地方 ，di 发短音的 ，gst 发 just。 Digestibility 啊，这个字其实没有很常用啦。那我们比较常用到的呢是 digest，digest 是消化的意思，重音在 gst 的地方 ，di 发 di 的音 ，digest. For an example, some harder fruits like guava are harder to digest. 有些比较硬的水果呢，像是芭乐是比较难消化的。再我们来看是 availability，availability 指的是有效。 就是是否可以使用，它是名词，重音在 ability 的地方 availability， 所以 v a i 这边是发 a 的音，那前后两个 a 都是发短音 a availability 指的是有效的。那我们可以说 you must check the availability of your card before using it， 你在刷卡之前呢要确定你的这个卡是有效的。那它的使用字就是 available 是可用的。 Available， 重音在 VAI 的地方。 Available， 举例来说呢 ，We have 8 toilets available on this airplane。 我们这个飞机上呢有8间可以使用的厕所。最后我们要来看是 amount，amount 呢指的是总数或者是总额。我们通常会搭配 the amount of something， 也就是什么东西的总数。 For example, we are currently calculating the amount of money that has been donated. 我们目前呢正在计算大家捐款的总额。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. But this measures the availability of energy in food, not the digestibility. A calorie is a unit of energy. It's technically the amount of energy needed to heat up a kilogram of water by 1 degree Celsius. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave recordings below, and Sam will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!